Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. The government plans to close 742 companies, putting jobs at risk, as the U.S. cancelled a 7.76 billion Kenyan shillings Nairobi road project. Despite this, the World Bank upgraded Kenya's economic outlook to 4.9% growth, citing a strong construction sector. Senator Okiya Omtatah is challenging the National Tallying Center's constitutionality, while the LSK opposes Makongeni demolitions. Kenya and the UK have launched a new digital customs tool. Separately, a businessman faces a 1.1 billion Kenyan shillings fine for youth fund fraud, and Kenha is cracking down on reckless sugarcane transporters after a Bungoma collision. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics,
Western by-elections see heightened tensions, violence impacting 2027 strategies for Ruto and rivals. Makadara MP Aladwa urges Winnie Wandinga's inclusion in ODM leadership.
In business,
Kenya and Uganda will extend SGR from Naivasha to Kampala starting 2026, boosting regional trade. Dubai approved its largest ever budget for 2026-2028, significantly increasing expenditures.
That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with theonlinekenyan.com.